radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
And here we are on this Monday night edition of the program. Hi, Rick Adams with you. Good evening, everyone. And tonight we do have a free and open forum right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. No guests tonight. Tomorrow night, yes. And nothing tonight. But you and me, just the two of us. How's that? And as usual, I do have a lot to jawbone about, as I'm sure you do. And I'd like to, of course, explore some of the top headlines and news that's being fed to us, so-called news that we are being entreated to, and then look at some commentary as well. I do have to say that There, once again, is some good news regarding opposition to gun control. We have now a third mayor who's bowed out of Mayor Bloomberg's coalition. That's Mayor Michael Bloomberg from New York and his anti-gun mayor's coalition. And now we have another mayor who said, no, sir, New Mexico mayor Kevin Jackson, that's right, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, has withdrawn from the mayors against illegal guns without having attended a single meeting of the group, which now allegedly involves more than 150 mayors. You know, Jackson, a self-described constitutionalist and career Army veteran, explained to the publication Gun Week that he believes strongly in getting guns out of the hands of criminals, but he draws the line at disarming law-abiding citizens. And that's three now. And the list seems to be growing. It started out with one, as was Idaho Falls and Washington State, and then another, and now another, and before you know it, hey, maybe even half the number. I just thought I'd pass that along to you, that some of the mayors are seeing through the smokescreen and Mr. Bloomberg's attempt to try to literally repeal the Second Amendment to the Constitution and pretend it does not exist. I just thought you'd like to know that, ladies and gentlemen. A friend of mine and some of his buddies went up to New Hampshire over the weekend and met with Ed Brown. They went in, I suppose, and waiting. Maybe he'll call on the program. I don't know. But anyway, he went up to New Hampshire, he and his friends, and unbeknownst to me, and he met with the Browns and had a good chat, good time up there. So right now, everything is in a holding pattern in New Hampshire, way up north, up there in New Hampshire, where Ed Brown and others are holed up in their business, their home, actually. And I don't want to use the term compound, because that sounds awfully familiar, doesn't it? But nevertheless, so far, so good. All righty, we'll be back to begin the program. 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, a radio avenger, will return.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now.
Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Here we are. We're back, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm ready to begin the program. But I see that the lines are already lit up. People are already wishing to speak with the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. So I'm going to open the lines first and then get started with my issues. 800-313-9443. And let's start with Jim in Texas. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, Rick.
Hello.
Yeah, can I start this off with a personal question? This guy you have on, this Scott from New England, I believe his name?
From Massachusetts.
Massachusetts,
Friday night.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's, I guess you call it part of New England. But I'm just curious, is this guy a former radio talk show host?
He did do with me some local programming. Once a week he did a show. He bought time at a radio station in the Massachusetts, Rhode Island area. But that was it. He bought his time. He did not work for radio in general. No.
Oh, I was just thinking, because the way he tells things the way they are, there's no way he was on the regular radio that I could figure. And that's what piqued my curiosity, you know,
yes.
Because this guy is too honest to be on regular radio.
Right.
So that's why. But you know, you kind of acted like he was on the radio somewhat, and I was just curious.
Well, we were on together, so that goes back to about 3 years now.
So that's two black sheep in the whole area of New England that were happened to be on together.
Or two white sheep in the flock of black sheep, yes.
Black sheep, as far as our opposition is concerned,
right.
You're two black sheep. That I'm
there
amazed that you even actually managed to get on the air up there. To, you know.
Well, you know what it came down to? It comes down to money. And
yeah.
The few little independent stations that have not been gobbled up by the corporate world and the powers that be have tried to basically make some money selling block programming, block time, and that's what they did. That's what they do occasionally.
I see how you weaseled your way in, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, hey, that's a job well done on my
Well, head. I'll tell you, by the second or third year and second station that I was at, they finally had to put a disclaimer on for me. And just say the following program does not necessarily reflect the views of the station, which, you know, I didn't take offense at. I actually appreciated that because that actually drew more attention to the program for me.
Absolutely.
So it stood out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, absolutely. And how long before they cut you off completely, though?
Well, that's a story in itself.
A story. It's a foregone conclusion.
Well, that happened.
As the old saying goes.
You know what happens when you start telling the truth and then you try to sell other programming that, you know, sports and stuff like that with the ditto heads and the empty heads that don't know anything but just how to swing a bat and how to toss a football, and that's all. Then the powerful elite sponsors say, hey, this guy is sticking out like a sore thumb. He's got to go if you want our money. So that's what usually happens, and that's what happened with me.
Absolutely, because they say, hey, there might be 5,000 or 6,000 people who listen to this guy and say, you know, he makes sense. So, hey, we got to knock him off the air right away.
Well, I mean, I remember being in local radio, and that was when I started locally doing talk on a regular basis. I had been doing radio for almost 30 years. But I started this radio station, and we were told, you know, we had a guy from New York bought the station. It was a 50,000-watt station, but, of course, it had six radio towers, which means that the signal was very narrowly broadcast, most of the power going out into the Atlantic Ocean. So what happened was he said, we're going to allow freedom, and I want you guys, you know, to make it true alternative radio. And then when I started, and I was mild, believe me, very mild when I first started.
You had
started.
To be, otherwise you wouldn't have got on the air.
Well, I did, you know, give equal time to the Middle East. And when I started becoming too objective for the powers that be, well, the state's Jewish Federation would not allow any Jewish-run business to advertise on the station because of me. And I said, isn't that interesting that they control all of the advertising dollars that come from individual businesses that are owned by people of that particular persuasion?
Absolutely.
And that's exactly what did take place.
And you were broadcasting to a narrow band there in New England and all the ships at sea, so to speak.
Exactly.
They broadcast you out to, but they could care less about the ships at sea, so who's going to be listening there anyway?
Right.
So, but the point is, you attracted their interest and they done their normal thing, which is, let's get Rick off the air.
Well, and they didn't, really, until I took some time off because I had a medical problem, and as soon as I took off time, they had this other fellow who was pretty good, actually. He was a good guy, but he was more of an actor, a persuader, a theatrician. His name was Steve White, take over the time slot for me, and then they wanted me to come back late at night, locally, and early morning. I said, no, I want my original time, which was prime time, drive time in the afternoon, you know, local radio. So I said that was it. I just decided not to go back. And, hey, it wasn't that much longer that the station folded anyway, the owner.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they kind of gave you the Bob Grant New York treatment once he started telling a little bit of the truth.
Absolutely, yep.
So
anyway, what else did you want to talk about besides my personal life?
Well, I just, you know, thought, well, we can talk about any of the news items. To watch the news on TV, all you hear about is Anna Nicole Smith. Now, the whole world's going to hell in a handbasket, so to speak, and we're counting down to a war in Iran probably before Tony Blair gets out of office in April, because once he gets out of office, we might not have the Limeys with us, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So I suspect that it's going to be in March or April, by the 1st of April, because Blair can still commit the Limeys to help us out, so to speak. And once that's passed, then we have nobody but us and the Israelis, of course. So, you know, you can talk about all that stuff, but to watch TV, all you see is Anna Nicole Smith and all her trysts and all this. Who's the daddy and all the? I mean, it's enough to make you sick.
Well,
with
it's
all
just
this stuff
one,
going
it's
on.
It's one more diversion after another, and you didn't hear me talk about it. That's for sure.
I know, but that's the name of the TV game: is diversion, diversion, and more diversion. So, but I can talk about any subject you'd care to talk about tonight. So,
well, you called me, Jim. So bring something up.
Well,
the
main thing I wanted to talk about was, you know, how you got going in this fellow Scott, because I think he's a decent fellow. So
yes,
and
he's a good friend, and he's very straightforward, as you see. He doesn't.
And I
really
assume you're
going to
have him on occasion now.
Yeah,
and again.
Yeah, we have him on. Tim Goodness. We have you know, all kinds of people. In fact, sometimes
I'm surprised there's three of you in New England. Is Tim from New England too?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Sometime I'd like to do something like that, co-host with me. Maybe we'll pick pick one of our callers and we'll have him co-host, if that's okay.
Hey, that's fine.
Hey, maybe you can do it too sometime.
I can handle just about anything
sure.
as far as the subject matter is concerned. But
there you go.
I just wanted to congratulate you on and find out, you know, on your fellow New Englander there that knows the score, because there are precious few in New England that knows the score. Or at least that's willing to talk about it.
Well, I think right now there's very few in America that know really what's happening and what's going on. So,
okay, so that's about it tonight. I'll let you get.
Well,
on
Jim,
your
thank
caller,
you for your call. Very good. It's good to hear from you again.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take Henry in Connecticut now. Henry. Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Hi.
Yes.
How are you doing? How was your weekend?
Pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good, Henry.
Very
restful.
Oh, good.
Try to get away from the listening to talk shows and getting all that. I need a little rest now and again, you know. We all do.
Yeah. You know, what really blew me away is the show that your network had on Saturday, this guy named Jack Otto. I couldn't believe it.
What about it?
Well, you know.
I didn't hear anything at all about it, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I won't go into it, but he was talking all this stuff up, but Kazars. I mean, he really knows what he's talking about.
Oh.
I mean, I won't go into it, but I got his post up his box of book and how much it costs and everything. So I
good.
I listened.
Excellent.
Yeah, but it's very informative. I mean, that was something else.
Great.
That was one hell of a show. All right. Yeah, the guy who mentioned the Nicole Smith. See, unfortunately, I don't have a TV. The only time I had a TV was a temporary. Had to stay at a motel.
Uh-huh.
June up to early July, and I was looking at James Bond on A&E, but that was about it. The last time I took the TV before that was back when the O.J. trial was on, and that was like 10-something years ago. I still have TV now, but the point of saying the breach is that when he mentioned the Cole Smith thing, it kind of gave me memories, and I kind of understand how the program works, the system, I mean, with the media, some of the people in media, is that like what they did with Clinton, the Clinton thing with the Monica Lewinsky thing, which I didn't really care less at all, but they used that as a diversion while he was bombing and blowing the crap out of Belgrade and Kosovo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think they used that sex thing as a distraction so you get kind of a split, and other people didn't give a damn, and then there was others that, you know, had all this, some of this religious stuff, so they made an issue out of it. It's not quite the same with this thing with Nicole Smith, but I kind of see that being the same thing. Maybe they're kind of using this kind of like a diversion, you know, and so that Bush and him maybe could do something with Iran.
Well, it sells, too. I mean, it is sensationalistic, and the way the public has been so dumbed down now, you know, it's almost like a urinating contest between the skunks to see who can urinate the farthest. And if they can sell advertising to continue the sensationalization of the death of Nicole. They certainly will do that too, Henry. Believe
me.
Oh,
she died?
Yeah, again.
Oh, I wanted to ask you something.
Again.
Else.
All right, hang on. We'll be right back. More to come with Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, Rick Adams. Stay tuned for an exciting program.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Okay, we're back, and Henry from Connecticut is still on the line, I gather. Hello, Henry.
Yes.
You know, yes, what was your next point?
Yeah, I wanted to ask something about college tuition. I know somebody who... their college tuition is like $60,000 a year, and it's at Dartmouth. The point of breaching is that, is it possible this illegal alien, as well as all this open globalism to all these foreigners and stuff, is possibly making college tuition go up compared to what it was like 10, 12, 15 years ago? Because I remember just maybe 12 years ago or more, I think you could be a doctor for like $100,000, right? Or $200,000 wrong, and it seems to be it's costing more, like costing like a house now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I'm just wondering what the cause of it is.
Well, the real cause actually is basically the fact that we subsidize in this country education. We subsidize universities and colleges with these so-called grants, like the so-called Pell Grants, named after Senator Stillborn Smell, as we call them here from Rhode Island. In the 1960s with their so-called Pell Grant program, and then the student loan program. And all of these programs, right, have increased the amount of young people going to college, giving them a reason to go to college when there was no reason in the first place. You know, not everybody is made for college. In fact, very few, I believe, should be in college today. And the colleges should be privatized. They shouldn't be government-run institutions. As far as I'm concerned, hey, dump the land-grant colleges as well. Sell them. Sell them for a buck, as one man used to say. But the point I'm trying to make is that when you subsidize something, what happens? The costs go up, just like health care is a classic example, so-called health care, which isn't health. It's medical care.
Right.
Well, we've done the same thing. In 1946, for example, after the war, what happened was we had a thing called Blue Cross. And in our state, Rhode Island, we had the state charter, Blue Cross Blue Shield, as a chartered organization, private, to help the most indigent of people who did not have any resources at all, okay? And it started out so small, so infinitesimal, that it didn't amount to a bag of beans. Now, 5 or 6 decades later, guess what? The middle class worker cannot barely afford the cost of the premiums for medical care, for Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
Yeah, what has happened? Yeah, that's the most expensive insurance. Yeah,
it's the same with education. You subsidize something, you create grants, you create aid packages, you create insurance and all these things, and the costs continue to skyrocket. And then you add the illegals to it, and sure, what's happening now is legals and illegals are here. They have children. Their children have to go to college. It's not just primary and secondary education. Why, my goodness, they have a right now to go to college as well many cities and towns, you know?
Yeah, but see, I'm wondering, because I knew a guy who was on a commie station in New York. What's his name? BAI, and this guy named Jack Thader.
Yeah, you mentioned it before.
Yeah, a guy named Jack Thader. He said that he doesn't have the show now. He left you many years ago, but he said that even in New York City back in the 70s, though, you could go to college for free at one of the CCNY or...
Oh, of course, City University, sure.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore. And then it was a congresswoman who became a millionaire. She said that even back then in the 60s when her husband left and she had to go on, temporarily had to go on welfare for a couple of years and she had 4 children, they didn't do the stuff to her that they do to the people like in my generation and younger. And she was saying back then, too, they would cover your college, not like the top colleges, but you could go to one, you just had to pay for your books. So I'm wondering, even subsidy or not subsidy, there had to be something either deliberately to make it tougher for the people younger by these people in power, because it was just very different just 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And now it's cost up astronomically,
course,
I know the devaluation of the dollar. But
when I went to college at Rhode Island College, you know how much tuition was per semester?
Oh,
it wasn't even $500 per semester.
Oh, really?
And now it is in the thousands and thousands of dollars per semester, but at the time, of course, it's subsidized. I realize it was subsidized by the state, but this was in the 1970s. And so
that's what I'm saying.
And
that's even after government programs and stuff, and it still wasn't as high as it is now. So that's why I mean, it's got to be something.
Well, it is. There's more money out there. There's more inflation. And so they're going to charge more. The costs are rising as a result of inflation. Faculty salaries have gone up. They haven't stayed the same. Teachers and faculty contracts, more and more unionization, especially of the public sector, not so much the private. But all of these factors combined make for a very expensive, quote, education today, Henry. So that's pretty obvious, though.
But it's not just the amount of influx of the people of all these kids from all these...
No, it's not just that, though. It's not. Yeah. I mean, that helps. It contributes.
I'm sure it may, though.
But it's not the primary cause, really. Even if you took all the illegals out and you reduced the population somewhat by that amount, by those that are illegal, it wouldn't affect the skyrocketing cost of education, in my opinion, you know, the way I look at it. Economics. Simple economics.
Yeah, I think we should give some type of... I don't think we should have our young people that are here pay these expensive type loans either, while people like Clinton and think that we should open up to all these third world people and they give them grants with some
of that. Exactly.
All right, I'll let you go. Take
another
call.
Very
good. I just want to go. Okay, bye.
Good question, Henry. Thank you. All right, we got a break anyway right now. And when we come back, I want to get into world affairs and talk to you about, yes, indeed, the fact that they're everywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, they're under your bed. They're in your closet. They're hiding in your ceiling tiles. Who are they? You know who they are. We'll be right back with more Uncensored Radio Free America, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Rick Adams. Boom, 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 boom.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now.
Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
That's right, he is the Paul Revere, and thank goodness I do have a few minutes now to orate with you and tell you what's going on in the world. Well, I just alluded just a few moments ago before the break that they're coming, they're here, they're all around us, they're infiltrating us, they're ready to nuke us, they're ready to bomb us, they're ready to blow up our churches and our synagogues. Who are they? You know who they are. Why, they're the Iranians, of course. Those terrible Iranians, those little Hitlers, once again, coming to our shores. And they're everywhere. Now, you know, if you listen to neocon radio for about as long as you can stomach it, you'll hear them. They all sound alike. Whether it's Sean Insanity or Bill O'Reilly or Jeff Beck or whatever, Joan Beck, John Beck, whatever, they will all spout the same line. And almost in the same tone of voice. They're coming to take us away. They're coming to take us away. We need to begin now to prepare to bomb Iran. Because those weapons of mass destruction, and the biggest, the greatest, could already be in their hands. Could be the nukes, could be the atomic bomb. And if we don't begin now to do something to stop another Hitler, my goodness, the world might involve itself in more wars. and more wars, and more wars. And now this is the chance to finally end all wars again, and again, and again. Well, here's the story from Cairo. The Washington, what do they call it, compost, by Anthony Shadid. Egypt is the Arab world's largest Sunni Muslim country. But as a writer once quipped, it has a Shiite heart and a Sunni mind. In its eclectic popular culture, Sunnis enjoy a sweet dish with raisins and nuts to mark Ashura, the most sacred Shiite Muslim holiday. Raucous festivals bring carrions into the street to celebrate the birthdays of Shiite saints, a practice disparaged by austere Sunnis. The city's Islamic quarter tangles like a vine around a shrine to Imam Hussein, Shiite Islam's most revered figure. The syncretic blend makes the worlds of Mahmoud Ahmed, a book vendor sitting on the shrine's marble and granite promenade, even more striking. The Shiites are rising, he said, arching his eyebrows in an expression suggesting both revelation and fear. The growing Sunni-Shiite divide is rolling an Arab world as unsettled as at any time in a generation, fought in speeches, newspaper columns, rumors swirling through cafes and the internet, and occasional bursts of strife. The conflict is predominantly shaped by politics, a disintegrating Iraq, an ascendant Iran, a sense of Arab powerlessness, and a persistent suspicion of American intentions. But the division has begun to seep into the region's social fabric, too. The sectarian fault line has long existed and sometimes ruptured, but never, perhaps, has it been revealed in such a stark, disruptive fashion. So now, what's the bottom line of all of this? The bottom line is that violence now, they say, is going to overtake the Middle East unless something is done. Sectarian violence will indeed emerge as the greatest threat to all of the Middle East. See? Not Zionism, not expansionism, not Jerusalem, but these ruffians and divisive characters in Iraq and Iran who wish now to take advantage of the situation. So the message is that we now are witnessing the total and complete collapse of any semblance of order and accord in these Middle Eastern countries. And who's caught smack in the middle? Whose children are coming back in burial tubes, as Georgie Porgy says? Whose children are dying, bleeding, coming back maimed for life? And who will reap more violence, more destruction, more death in the days ahead? If Mr. Bush continues to have his neocon way, you guessed it, us. And ladies and gentlemen, let's understand one thing, once and for all. What is happening today in Iraq and the so-called disintegration of the country and the region is not a mistake, as George Bush would have you believe. It is a deliberate, it is an intentional, it is a planned event. And I offer as proof for you to go on the net right now and look up the Project for a New American Century and look up the pearls and the crystals, Irving and William, and the Kagans, Robert and Friedrich, and the Feiths, and every single one of these people who were writing at the time when Bill Clinton was still president and telling us what we needed to do in the Republican Party and in the ascendancy of George Bush to the White House to get America militarily involved in the Middle East. Israel could no longer do everything on its own. After all, we had fought the first Gulf War for the benefit, primarily, of Israel. Now it would be up to American boys to die, to bleed, to be obliterated by IEDs and everything else that you could throw at them. Now it would be time for a, quote, another, quote-unquote, Pearl Harbor attack. And all of the reports and commentary that was amassed in these documents and these exchanges between fellow neocons in the project all virtually admitted that Iraq would not be a military threat to the United States in the least. Not in the least. And they knew, because these men were learned, studied men, they knew the minute you went into Iraq and toppled Saddam Hussein, there would indeed be a vengeance-revenge cycle. They knew darn right well the man that was holding together that regime and those warring factions from the Kurds to the Shiites was indeed the hand of Saddam Hussein. They knew the whole Middle East at some point would become so ungovernable and hatred for America would become so insurpassable that some catastrophic event, the next phase, must be implemented at some point. See, all of this was known. George Bush says, I made a mistake. When your daughters and your sons come home in pieces, remember that. George Bush says, gee, I made a little bit of a boo-boo, but please forgive me. Let me go on and make some more boo-boos. Let me go on and continue to make war on other countries that are in the way of Zionist conquest that happened to be in the way of a new world order. And all of the people, angry though they may be, and shouting from the rooftops and saying, we disagree, George Bush is a madman, yeah, we know that. None of it matters to George Bush and any of these people, from Robert Gates to all of the neocons pulling the strings. Because we are literally dealing with madmen, satanic individuals who are leading America down, bringing her down to total destruction of her sovereignty so that a new world order will emerge. That new world order is in the Bible. That new world order will be a one-world system and a merge, if you will, an attempt at bringing iron and clay together. And you know what happens when you mix iron and clay. It doesn't work. The toes, my friend, the 10 toes will not be able to sustain the weight of the gold at the top of this system. For the love of money is the root of all evil. And this city of immense evil, the city that murdered the prophets, the city that murdered the Messiah, the city that was responsible for the murder of God's elect, will be the cornerstone. It will be indeed the cog in the wheel that will turn the machinery of world government. United States is putty in their hands. And that's why George Bush continues to laugh and giggle and smirk at you whenever the subject of this next mistake comes up. Who says we're headed to war? I didn't say we're headed to war. I don't want war. And you know, when that time comes, I'm the one that gets to decide. I'm the man that gets to decide. I'm the kid that gets to decide what's going to happen. And if I want to declare war on the world, I will. To hell with you, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, the borders remain wide open. And indeed, right now, America has, I believe, a no-turning point end to this massive influx now of aliens, good or bad, nice or not, naughty or good, coming across these borders, and indeed from all quarters of the world. This is becoming the cesspool called America, my friends. And so bombs, you know, across Baghdad kill another 71. And then once again, George Bush comes up and says, oh, my goodness, guess what? Gates is right. We're not trying to make any more mistakes, but you know, those Iranians, we got the goods on them. We can't name them. We can't produce them, but we got them. Those Iranians are bombing our kids. They're killing our children. They're the ones that are making all of these horrible weapons that are blowing up everything. They originate in Iran. They're sold by Iran. And it's that Hezbollah group that's taken over the whole Middle East. And not only that, but they're right here in your backyard. And who brought them here? If they are? Who allowed and encouraged all to come across the border? George Bush. So you see, there's no more excuse now. There's no more excuse for stupidity on the part of the American public to think that it's all a series of accidents and every bad thing that's happening to America, every blunder, as they call it, is just one more series of stupid mistakes like the Bay of Pigs fiasco. Let me read this to you, then I'll take your call. Stand by. Plenty of time to talk. Let's go back to 1917. To understand where we are today and why we're in the mess that we're in, go back with me to April 2nd of 1917. It was the foreign policy of Woodrow Wilson and his war message to Congress on that very day that read, quote, as follows. The world must be safe for democracy. Its peace must be implanted upon trusted foundations of political liberty. It is a fearful thing to lead this great and peaceful people into war. Civilization itself seems to be in the balance, but right is more precious than peace. And we shall fight for the things which we have always carried nearest to our hearts, for democracy, for the right of those who submit to authority to have voice in their own government, for the rights and liberties of small nations, for the universal dominion of right by such a concert of free people as will bring peace and safety to all nations. Did you hear that? Peace and safety to all nations. Right out of the Bible. And make the world itself at last free. America is privileged to spend her blood and might for the principles that gave her birth. Not one, ladies and gentlemen, of these principles which Woodrow Wilson gives as reasons for America to, quote, spend her blood and might are principles that gave her birth. Nothing in the U.S. Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, in the Bill of Rights, in the Federalist Papers, in the debates at the Constitutional Convention, in the debates attendant upon ratification of the Constitution by the various states, or in the state papers or private writings of any of the founding fathers or other American statesmen prior to Wilson, said anything whatsoever about the American people or the American government having any concern with or being obliged to do anything about democracy, ladies and gentlemen, or the rights and liberties of small nations, or the universal dominion of right, or about a concert of the people, quote, bringing peace and safety to all nations, unquote. Can you find anything in those documents that says that? Yet that liar, Woodrow Wilson, said that's what gave birth to America. Now, he was not a stupid man. Not by any stretch of the imagination, but he was a cunning, crafty, cagey man, like his progenitor would be, Roosevelt, lying, scheming, and plotting against America on behalf of the puppets that owned him then. And who were these puppets? The same Council on Foreign Relations people that are taking down our borders and making America a footstool and a doormat for the one world system, ladies and gentlemen. Could it be any plainer than that? Could it? So Woodrow Wilson said, we're going to make the world safe for democracy. Did he? He made it safe for democracy, but not for freedom, nor for peace and safety. Now you understand why George Bush is just another crony, another cheap common criminal like Woodrow Wilson and Roosevelt in this long path to creating a new world order ruled by Satan. Be right back with your calls. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And as you'll see, ladies and gentlemen, this week's brand new edition of the American Free Press, the Council on Foreign Relations urges sovereignty surrender and admits it wants to see a North America merged, my friend. And not only that, but here we have Indiana and Pennsylvania officials putting for sale signs on state roads. How do you like that, my friend? They all want their right to own free trade corridors to the North American Union. And you said we were just making all this stuff up. Come on. Sean Hannity wouldn't lie to you. O'Reilly wouldn't lie. Savage wouldn't lie. None of these people would lie to you, ladies and gentlemen, just because they make money off of it. Now, what incentive is there for them? All right, now you get the point, and I get the point. But let me take some of our callers. 800-313-9443 is the number here at republicbroadcasting.org. And let's start with Ernie in Virginia. Hello, Ernie.
Hello, Rick.
Hey, haven't heard your voice in a while.
Oh, I've been tied up with things. But,
I can imagine. Me too.
I've enjoyed your show this evening and your last description of contemporary issues and what's happening in the world is so on point.
Thank you.
You really have it down, what they're up to, the North American Union, and then the Middle East Union that they want to create to merge all the countries for control of the Middle East oil. The globalist agenda headed by the Council on Foreign Relations that you so aptly described in your discussion about former President Wilson and his vision and democracy.
But and peace and safety. Remember those words from the scriptures.
Oh, yes. But our forefathers emphasized inherent God-given rights of individual liberty and freedom. Note that. The emphasis on the individual, the globalist,
and neutrality in foreign policy.
Oh, absolutely. Stay out of these foreign entanglements. But what is so troubling, I read over the weekend a couple articles, one by Joel Skousen, who's been on your show before in the World Affairs Brief, on the administration's continued campaign to intimidate our good Border Patrol agents. What has happened to agents Ramos and Campion, and the recent attack by the prison in the prison in Mississippi, where they have cameras and they're supposed to monitor these people, and there was a promise that because these agents had also apprehended and arrested these same people that they're in prison with, they would be given special protection. Oh, none of that happened. A chilling message was sent. They're trying to intimidate the good border security people more. And Congressman Robacher has even said from California that they will take impeachment actions against the president if Ramos is killed in prison. What's your position on that?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a warning or is another smokescreen?
Oh, yeah, it is. And Tancredo just visited Ramos in prison. And says he's shocked by what he saw.
Absolutely. And the media suggested, well, there was hardly any mainstream media coverage with the exception of the Lou Dobbs show. It's almost like that's not an important issue.
Well, come on now. Nicole is far more important than this. You know that.
Oh, I know that. The spin doctors, the disinformation campaign, the continuous propaganda to shift Americans onto issues that don't amount to anything. But what we're reading more and more in the alternative media from the Asian Times to Bob Chapman's international forecast.
Yes, he'll be on again next week.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, stay tuned. We got another just a quick break, and I'll be right back with you, Ernie. Just a minute break, okay? All right, hour number two coming right up. Those of you on the line, you are in order. You'll be next. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.